Hello, Pinellas County. It's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings? Or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice, or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m., or on the weekends from 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. Give us a call, 727-441-2644. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater.
American Painters, Inc. is a family-owned and operated painting business established in 1994. Whether it's interior, exterior, wood, or concrete staining, American Painters do it all. Call American Painters at 813-368-9965 or 727-586-6600. For better quality and better service, choose a better company. Choose American Painters, 813-368-9965 or 727-586-6600. And check out American Painters online at AmericanPaintersInc.net.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. Looks like your trees and landscape could sure use a visit from Affordable Fresh Cut, LLC. Affordable Fresh Cut is a licensed and insured professional tree trimming and removal company that also offers stump grinding, landscaping, planting, and cleanouts. Affordable Fresh Cut does sod, mulch, rock, and shell work to make your property look great. You should call Keith at 727-771-5559 for free estimates. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, I think I will.
And be sure to ask about Affordable's roof and gutter cleaning and hauling services. Affordable offers military, first responders, and senior discounts. Just go to Affordable Fresh Cut, that's cut with two T's, .com. That's Affordable Fresh Cut with two T's, .com. Or just call Keith at 727-771-5559. Affordable Fresh Cut will get the job done, and Keith will take care of you. So call him today, 727-771-5559.
Thank you. I caught that, Tom. What you said,
close that door.
You said, don't wave your hand at me. What was that about, huh? That was so wrong, what I did. So tell us how you feel about that.
I say how I feel.
Don't wave your hand at me. And I realized when I did it, like, that's like so rude to do what I did. It is. So I'm sorry. Now, I asked Tom for a pair of reading glasses, and then he didn't have them. I just waved my hand at him. And then he responded, what'd you say, actually?
Don't wave your hand at me.
That's it. Like, it's your fault.
It's not my job to have your reading glasses. But who found the reading glasses?
You did? There you go.
That's right. Who takes care of you, Brian?
You do, Tommy. And, you know, it's so funny. I got Buddy Hooper here. Hopper? Hooper?
Hooper, like Super Hooper.
Super Hooper. So there's a nail in my tire. We just realized it, right? And we're all under pressure. We're not unique to be under pressure. So outside, there's pizza out there from Frank's Pizza, Calzones. We always have the shows catered. But anyhow, instead of focusing on what I have, right? That's called gratitude. You focus on the good things. Like, I have a radio show. I have a coupon book. I have my own business. I have a good relationship with my daughter. You know, like an excellent relationship. I pick her up, take her to cheerleading. We're really close, right? She's my best friend. So if I can focus on those things, right, I'll be okay. So then I set out there when I got the nail in the tire, and I'm hearing that noise, you know, and I'm stressed already, thinking about all the things we in life. I can go over it if you'd like, but let's just assume I'm stressed. You know, stress spelled backwards is dessert, stressed. Right? Spelled backwards is dessert. So it's all my perception, right? Fancy or real. And what they say, why fancy is first, is because a lot of times they're just fantasies. They're really not there. And where I'm setting this up for you, buddy, is sit down, young lady. Miss Pauly's here. So I was just saying, like, okay, I'm just feeling the pressure of life. Whatever. Okay, let's just not go into what it is, but just pressure, right? And then I said, buddy, you know, there's a nail in my tire, and I'm hearing that thumping sound, and I'm already stressed out. And I said, I can't take this. And then tell us what your response was.
Well, I said, first of all, nobody can put stress on you. You can put stress on yourself.
Right.
I often tell people, if I tell this beautiful lady over here, she's the most beautiful lady in the world, she doesn't get any more beautiful. If I tell her she's the ugliest looking in the girl's world, she don't get any uglier. So nobody can make you feel any way. Only you can make you feel a certain way. And that's what so many people don't understand. They allow other people to get in their head and make them feel a certain way. But they can't, in other words, I can't make you feel any way. You can make yourself, I can say something, you can take what I say and make you feel a certain way. But I can't make you feel that way.
Right. And then I have some clients that just weren't able to come through with the money, you know, and they're under pressure too. I wonder what percentage of people are living, like, business-wise now, paycheck to paycheck.
Well, according to everything you read, about 70%.
Right, so I think I'm unique, you see. You know, because last month we did like 22,000 in business, right? But we spent 23. So I think something's wrong with that formula. What do you think?
Well, we're gonna change that today.
We're going to make it up in volume. So anyhow, so I feel the pressure of life, right? That's where I'm at. And on February 11th, you know, I was so upset. What was it? I was running on empty. I was going to pick up my daughter, and I got lost. I went down 110th Avenue, and it went all the way back to US 19. And I'm on empty. And I left my wallet at the house. So, I was really, like, frustrated. And I don't know if anybody's ever done this, but I was so frustrated that I cursed God out. And I know that's wrong to say, right? I just snapped. What do they call that? I snapped. I realized I was lost, I was on empty, and I didn't have no money. And it was so, and I couldn't.
So what's the worst thing could happen to you? Nothing, really.
Yeah, but at the time, you know, and here's the thing they say, like, to do when this happens. I hope people appreciate me being honest, too.
Of course.
Okay, because I know this is not something to be proud of, right, of course. But here's the five things you should do. which I didn't do, of course. Stop. Right? Just stop thinking. Observe what's going on around me. And here's one. Breathe. You know, just breathe.
Deep breathe.
Deep breathing. Because that really why you do the deep breathing, I found out just recently, is I always knew it worked, but I didn't know why. And the reason why also, too, is it brings oxygen into your body.
Into your brain, particularly.
Into your brain. And then evaluate. Right? Evaluate the situation. Okay, I'm on empty. I left my wallet at home, and I'm late picking up my daughter, and I'm lost. Right? So evaluate. Okay, and then what was your answer to that, to the evaluation?
Well, first of all, you don't have to think about none of those things. Just don't let it get stressed out.
Right, and then...
You can control that.
And then respond. Right? And respond with just what's the next right thing to do. And then my daughter said something to me, too, because I picked her up and she could just see I was all flustered. I gave the money to wife for her flag football, right? And then I didn't even say hello to the coach. Like, I had her walk over there. He, like, tipped his head to me. You're supposed to walk over and introduce yourself. This is a new thing. And I didn't. So, and then, like, I feel bad. And then my daughter says something to me on the way. She listens to every show. She said something to me on the way. She goes, you woke up today. She used all the stuff that I taught her, she's using on me. You woke up today, and then you know what she said to me? I'm your daughter, and I woke up today. So they say pain is the admission price to life, right? Think about like when you pay for a ticket, to get into a game, you have to pay, you get the admission price, whatever the ticket is, and you get into the stadium. But pain can be the admission price to life because it makes you really start to focus, right? And I'm starting to focus on, like, the stuff that I should be grateful for. But not at the time when I was there, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying in time. You know, the acronym for time is things I must earn, right? But in time, I started to realize, and I did it in front of my daughter. There's something about that unconditional love for kids, mm-hmm. You know? So that's just where I was at. So that's the thing is, the answer, I think, is one, to breathe and focus on what you do have, the good stuff. Like you, just to be real, if I was you, I would just focus how gorgeous you are and how nice you are on the inside. And I know for you, just to be real, I bet you this, how many times, and then you're, and I'm just saying all this stuff, like for you, like if I was you. Focus how classy you look. Like, you always have a classy look to you. You know this is all true.
Really? Thank you.
Yeah. And then sometimes, like, when I see you, I think I'm seeing Cinderella. Like a princess. Think of you as a princess.
Thank you.
You know? Now, buddy, I can't say the same thing.
I'm glad.
Buddy, you need help, okay? Anyhow, I feel sorry for you, buddy.
Don't.
So anyhow, then I was... talking that it's none of my business what other people think. And I know I'm going on long with this. I'm just going to go like another couple minutes. But there's an ancient thing. They call them the four agreements. And one of them, it's ancient Mayan. They found these ancient Mayan things. Do you know the four agreements?
Never heard of them.
I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah. And it's don't assume. Mm-hmm. Don't take things personal.
Right.
Do the best you can at any given job. I don't know the fourth one. Maybe we'll have someone call in for the fourth one. Or you can Google it. It's don't assume. Don't take things personal. Do the best you can at any given job. And I forget the fourth one. But anyhow, on the ones that don't take things personal, in the ancient Mayan cave that they found these four agreements, it has a picture of a guy in medieval, right? And arrows are hitting him but bouncing off. Could you imagine going through life not taking things personal?
I don't take nothing personal.
That's right. And then how about don't assume?
Well, I was a clinical hypnotherapist for years. And I dealt with people in every kind of mental and physical situation you possibly think of. And I find that an awful lot of people spend an awful lot of time on self-analyzing themselves when they don't need to. You don't need it. All the stuff you're talking about, You don't need to think about none of that stuff.
You're a tough cat.
Well, I'm not tough. I just refuse to let other people control my life.
Right.
I'm going to control my life. I can think about what I want to.
Right. Who angers you, controls you. Think of that. Who angers you, controls you. So, and then if someone angers you, you can't be of help to
them. But see, anger can't control you unless you allow it to.
Right.
Heard the old fellow, sticks and stones can hurt, break my bones, but words can never hurt me. True.
We learned that in kindergarten.
Some people didn't.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you. What is the fourth agreement? Are you doing it, young lady?
I'm looking.
There's four agreements. It's don't assume. Don't take things personal. Do the best you can at any given job. Oh, my friend, is he on the line, Mark? Huh? Can you call him? He'll know.
I left him a message. We just tried to call him.
Okay. But yeah, he's the one who turned me on to that. Actually, he's going to be on the phone. He had triple bypass surgery. So is Jeff on the line?
Waiting on his call.
Okay. So well, yeah.
Always do your best. Instead of making assumptions, ask questions. You don't need to take things personally if you have a strong sense of yourself. The first one is to be impeccable with your word and never use it against yourself or others. Yeah.
Right, that's the one I didn't catch. You know, all the times I was listening to this, don't be against yourself. I always think be impeccable with your word because you're talking to others. But be impeccable with your word. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well, Brian. You?
We were just talking about the four agreements.
Right.
Be impeccable. Tell them the four. Can you read them? Mm-hmm. Go over that a little bit.
Being impeccable with yourself. Don't assume. Don't take things personally. And always do your best.
There you go. Tammy covered it.
Right. And then I never thought of the one where impeccable with your word. My first thought was how I talk to others. I was just saying that. But how you talk to yourself, you know, that's important too. Your perception of who you are. And power of the spoken word. All right? So you're here.
Of course, because not only what you think, you know, you become, but certainly what you say puts it out there, too.
Right, and you can hurt people, too. And then you find out hurt people hurt people. So if you find someone that hurts you, you know why they're hurting you? Because they're hurting. And then if you're angry at them, you can't be of help to them. I have a kid out there that I'm trying to work with, right out there, right? And he seems to always be in controversy, right? So I said to him, okay, ask yourself this before you talk. Is it going to be controversial? Is it necessary? Right? And is it kind? You know, and if it's going to hurt someone and be controversial, don't say it. If it's going to be not kind, and is it necessary? Can we do that? Why is it that the pause button doesn't work on me?
You don't want to.
Just that simple? What do you think? What are you thinking today? Tell us what you're thinking. Give us some thoughts.
What I'm thinking is survival. It seems like it's been a real hard few months, but I've had worse years, so I'm just trying to keep going. I've had some good things and bad things, and I'm trying to focus on the good. And so that's all we can do.
Right.
Just keep going.
Focus
that's
on the good.
That's not a tack of terrible way to live life. Gosh, y'all.
Well, and I'm not saying I'm not thankful. I'm very thankful. It just seems like a lot of stuff happens.
Right. I think we're going through the same thing. Then when I was just talking, were you feeling what I was feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm feeling it too. But Bunny Hooper here is tough as nails. He's not feeling it.
Well, I think that the worst things that can happen to you in life is not really that bad. Anything better than that gets to be fantastic.
So I shouldn't commit suicide? That there's a nail in my tire?
Just don't pay any attention to it.
And I'm hearing the thumping. You know what I'm saying?
You're spending so much time on psychoanalyzing yourself.
And I'm hearing you with me? And my mind is already racing.
Spending so much time on psychoanalyzing yourself that if you just get off of that and deal with what you got to deal with.
Like, just do it.
You forgot your willful. Why'd you forget your willful?
You know, I did that. I'm going to tell you. That's what I meant to say.
If you hadn't forgot your billfold, you wouldn't have that problem.
Right. When I was looking for a place, I left the book at home that had the address. I forgot to tell you yesterday also, I got lost going somewhere because I didn't have the address. So anyhow, let's get to these two people. We're going to do this thing, but we have a real good success story to tell. And I think me and you have a lot in common, mm-hmm. just to tell you that. When I talk to you, I always feel that. I meant to tell you that last week, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say it to you again this week. I feel like we have the same like things going on in our lives. Anyhow, when I heard you say the word survival,
mm-hmm.
just anyhow, Jeff, you there?
I'm here.
Well, I had a nail in my tire, and I thought the world should come to an end on the way here. This is where the conversation started. I hear that thumping sound, and then with all the pressures, what do they say? Like the straw that broke the camel's back?
Yeah.
It was thump the whole way here. Thump, thump. Thumb. Okay.
You're in Clearwater. There's a tire place on every corner.
I know, but my mind, I lost it. Okay? So I'm being real with the audience that I had a mental breakdown.
Well, anyhow. It's the icing on the cake. It's the icing on the cake.
Yeah. So anyhow, let's tell us. So, Mark, you there?
I am, Brian.
Okay, Mark just had triple bypass surgery, what, on Monday?
Quadruple.
Mm. And the man that's on the phone by the name of Jeff, what did he do for you?
He signed me up, man, with that insurance plan. And,
did he save your life?
Well, the insurance plan certainly is helping. It was a big blessing to have it, considering I didn't think at the time there was anything wrong with me.
Right, but who saved your life is Jeff, because of him signing you up, if you think about it. By the grace of God, of course, God. I'm just saying.
Well,
you know, so you got to give credit where credit's due. Without the insurance, there's a good chance you wouldn't be alive today.
You're correct.
Correct. So, Jeff, what do you think of that?
Mark, you know, we're happy to help. You know, a lot of people don't realize how important getting a health care plan is, and it was really, you saved your own life because you're the one who called me. I didn't call you.
Well, tell, and then on the, what is the odds too of this is the guy that I when I was calling you was on the line or something to that effect, that we had another success story where he had cancer, right? He saw the ad in the magazine, right? You tell him the story, Jeff, and that the odds of me calling you at the time he's on the phone with you, tell that story also.
Yeah, so, awesome. A guy hadn't gotten an annual checkup or anything in 20 years, and him and his wife had been talking about getting health insurance. They didn't, it was just 2015, or the 2015 open enrollment, so it was probably November of 2014, and him and his wife had been talking about getting the health insurance, but didn't really know where to go, what to do. They saw the ad in the coupon book, and they called. I went to their business in, Palm Harbor. And, normally I don't go anywhere, but they really wanted to meet me, and they seemed kind of desperate. So I went, and he went for his annual checkup in February of 2014, and it turns out that he had cancer. With the insurance, he was able to, at the time it was Humana. Mark, who do you have? I forget.
Ambetter.
Yeah, so Ambetter took over a lot of what Humana was doing back then, and Ambetter pretty much, kind of took the mantle and ran with it, but at the time it was Humana, and I was speaking to him, Brian, what was that, in probably December, right? Just 2 months ago, and I was on the phone with a cancer survivor, and they wrote a whole big review on my website about it and how they came to meet me and get the health insurance and how we were able to set them up. And just at the time that I was doing his renewal and we were talking about the whole story, you know, the coupon book and everything, I haven't talked to Brian in maybe two years, and who calls me out of the blue while I'm on the phone with the cancer survivor is Brian Cash Claus, the mind reader.
It's amazing.
Hmm.
Is that something? And then he never would have went for his checkup and he would have died.
Yeah. He was about five months away from being past the point of no return.
What a story, huh? And then the ad that you place in the coupon book is the ad he's seen to call for the insurance.
Exactly, yep.
And then
same ad that we're running again.
Yeah, but the thing is, what is the that's fine and that's really cool, but then what's the odds of him being on the phone with you 2 years later and then I'm beeping in to talk to you while he's on the phone with you?
Yeah, and think about it. I mean, in 2014, we probably had 400 customers. Now we have over 3,000. So the fact that you were calling at the same exact time, the really low chance of that happening.
Right. Now, and then with Mark, tell them what happened and like how you felt so people can hear what to do and stuff.
Well, Brian, I just, you know, like I said, at the time when you had spoke to me, mentioned that Jeff was doing an ad with you again, and that there was only a few days left at that time. I think it was in the extension period. And you were saying, you know, like, you should do it. You qualify from everything you knew about me. And even if I didn't, it was certainly worth trying. But, my wife and I did qualify. So you told me it was simple, and it absolutely was. So, yeah. You know, I called Jeff. He immediately took my information. And I would say the process took less than 20 minutes initially to get signed up, which was I was amazed at. And then, you know, again, I really didn't have any health issues that I was aware of. And, you know, my wife was on some prescriptions. Jeff analyzed and said MBED is probably the best program. But with me, it was, I wouldn't even say it was chest pain. It was pains that emanated down both my arms. And, you know, it turned out to be that there was a problem with my heart. So I went to my primary care that I got set up to MBED, and then also to a cardiologist and to the emergency room because it was something I needed to be taken care of immediately. And on Monday, I had quadruple bypass surgery, and tomorrow I'm getting released. So the insurance really is a blessing.
Wow. Something else, huh?
And I apologize if I'm not talking too well. My room just kind of got full. I was empty for a while, but...
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then I don't want to put the pressure on you to tell the story because I was calling Jeff up to tell
him. I just got a call. I got to go.
No, I'm going to ask you questions.
No, I got to go. I got to call.
Okay. Anyhow, so I was going to... Anyhow, we got to just say it's a miracle. Anyhow, say what you want to say and then... ask some questions.
Well, I wanted to say it is amazing how things happen. And I wanted just to mention that how I came to be on the show and meet Brian Cash Claus and how it's affected and improved my life also. So what happened was I did a random interview about my artwork in a place a couple hours south of here. And then that person invited me to Alignable. So I joined Alignable, and then Brian Cash Claus show found me on Alignable, and they support local businesses, of course. So I was invited to the show, and then I became acquainted, and that's how I got to be in the coupon book and meet all these wonderful people. But then on top of that, I met another guest here named Fred. He has the water service. He's fantastic. And he invited me to a couple other meetings around the area, like RGA. And so from that, I ended up getting a connection to be the artist for a mural down on Reddington Beach, Madeira Beach, that I'm working on, working with some wonderful people there. And then I met another person that referred me to a media company, so I'm publishing my next two books through them. I was picked. So I've met, it's just been a chain reaction of wonderful people. And it's all very serendipitous, like what you're saying. I think that we're meant to be here at the certain times. You know, it seems like coincidence. It seems crazy, but it's God. God's in it. And I think we can't discount that. And if we really sit back and we talk about how thankful we are for those things. I mean, when you sit back and think, what if I hadn't done that one thing that day? Mm-hmm. What if I hadn't made that choice? What if I hadn't done that interview that day?
Right.
What if it was too inconvenient to drive? You know, what if I didn't get to come on the show? You know, there's just so many things that made me thankful for the show.
Very good. So what do you think of that, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, you think about, you know, if you go back to what she was just saying, just about chance meetings, and you remember I was having allergy problems, and I went to the steam room right. And to clear my nose, and that's how I met you.
Right, and then I said to you, what did I tell you? Stay in the steam room until you throw up.
Until I throw up.
Right, and that'll clear you out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's disgusting what I'm about to say, but that's what happened to me. I stayed in, and I got so puke sick. And I was sick for like 3 months. Like, you know how they say you can't get rid of a flu? Right? There must have been something in there, like all this mucus and stuff. And I just puked it all up, right? And then, you know, the next day, the cold went away.
Remember that, actually. That's
if you were
going to the gym.
So I tell Jeff this. I tell him, stay in the steam room until you puke. Right? And then I said, that worked for me.
Yes, and here's your fast forward, what, 5-6 years, we're still talking about it.
That's
right?
It. The puke show.
Hi, Mark and Jeff.
So Mark's a success.
Hey, I heard you were just saying about RGA. Have you met Mark O'Donnell?
That's exactly who I was talking about. Mark O'Donnell's fantastic, and that's who I was working with on the potential mural. It's a mural where you put your head in. On one side, you'll be a pirate. The other side, you'll be a mermaid. And so we've been working on that and getting it through the committee to do that. But from going to his meetings with the RGA, I've, you know, had other stuff happen. I was able to volunteer at a school for some kids and read books and talk about why I write books and about being a ballerina. And so I did. I feel like that was
a good thing.
And then another thing that happened, because I know Mark O'Donnell and I went to an event down in Madeira Beach, I ran into a tent there that had a sign up about, do you have restless legs or any other symptoms? And I had a terrible time with sleeping. And so I called this place and found out I had a kind of a serious problem. And then I've had it taken care of in the last month or two procedures. And none of that would have happened had I not been here, met Fred, and I also met some wonderful people through the chamber. Thanks to coming to the show and meeting other people. Another great friend I've met from here was Gianna. She's a realtor. So, I mean, it's amazing, and I couldn't be more thankful to have come to this show and met these wonderful people.
Right. There's the saying where success breeds success. You know, you say, show me your friends, I'll tell you your future.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you do. You have a lot of successful people here. Buddy is a multimillionaire. You wouldn't even know that.
Yeah.
But he's a multimillionaire, mm-hmm. right? So he's a very successful man. He was just sitting here, right? He had to go because of an emergency. He does Orange Bee, Money Global. He's the first guy to making the world better one neighborhood at a time. What he did is he put together where people can exchange product for product.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic program.
It really is.
Studied it, yeah.
He got an A+ at the BBB rating. And that's the Better Business Bureau rating. He has an A+ rating. For a guy that's been in business for a long time, to have an A+ rating, he's doing something right.
He's been in the business since the 80s.
Yes.
And got this established.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. So, Jeff, how does it feel like when people call you up? You know, of course, we got to give credit to God. I just got to remember to say that. And that's something I forget to do, too. You know, something good happens, and my immediate thought should be giving credit to God. But I can't say I always do it. But I know that when I'm on the beam, I do. But with that said, how does it feel that you provide a service that saves people's lives?
So it's one of those things where we're an insurance agency, right? We're a very, I guess, kind of modern / traditional, because we have, you know, people can come in, they can make their payments in person, they can sit down with us in person and go over the plans, but we also cover 33 states. And one of the people that we hired for this open enrollment who ended up staying on with us, she was like, oh, you know, I used to work for Aflac and I used to sell this and I used to sell that. And I was like, so one of the biggest differences that you're going to see when you sell products to consumers, as opposed to what we do here, which is like a free enrollment service, free education center, one of the things is going to happen to you is when you are enrolling them and you are assisting them, there will be people who will cry. And that's unlike any other insurance. You know, you've never called up, Geico and you say you get a good insurance rate and you start crying, thanking them, saying, like, you know, God told you to call or anything like that. It never happens.
Right.
But for us, it happens to us on a daily basis where people call us. And there's so much misinformation that when you get the correct information, it can be almost overwhelming with a feeling of gratitude. And so when I told her, you know, I'm like, listen, you know, this was October. We're getting ready for open enrollment, which starts in November. And I was like, you know, I told her, you know, it's going to happen a lot, but people are going to cry. They're going to thank you. They're going to want to invite you to their house for barbecues. They're going to love you immediately. And she was like, she didn't believe me. She's like, no, I worked in, you know, for Aflac for many years. People hate you. They don't want to answer your phone calls. And then within like 2 weeks, she was like, I can't believe it. She's like, I've already had like 4 people cry thanking me.
Well, that's so rewarding. That's really wonderful that you get to experience that, you know.
Yeah, and so often too, it's amazing. It's been an incredible journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I get really defensive, and when people are talking about healthcare in this country and they say how bad it is, I'm like, you don't know how good it is because you get the wrong information.
Right. Yeah, we have JC on the line. Stay on the line, Jeff, please. But from Tint World. It's an automotive.
Hey, I need to get my car tinted.
Well, come on down. I'll take care of it, brother.
Did you
Where
go
are you
to
at?
30950 U.S. Highway 19 North, right next to Leaders Casual Furniture and Safe Light Auto Glass.
Do you really need your car tinted, Jeff?
Yeah. I got a little, not a little, but I got a 2010 Mustang convertible, and it gets really hot in there. And I was actually supposed to get the windows tinted today, but I ended up picking up my cousin from the airport, and I didn't take the car in to get tinted.
Well, there you go. It was meant to be. Why don't you set up? Can you set up an appointment right now with him, Mr. JC?
I sure can. I'll see you first thing tomorrow morning. How's that? 9:00. That fast enough?
I could probably come in, like, because it takes some time, right?
It takes about 2 hours to complete. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I probably have to come in, like, because I'm actually, side story, but I'm actually going in for a little procedure on Monday, so I probably need to come in, like, Thursday.
That'll be the last day that you could come in to see my
friend. That'll be the last day, yes, sir.
Because JC's leaving there, and so Thursday would be the last day, and just to show you what a trooper and a soldier he is, even though he's leaving Tint World to go on to something better, he's still going to come on the radio and promote Tint World.
Yes, sir. I love Tint World. I bleed yellow and black.
What do you think of that? I always say
that.
For
the last 4 years, anyway.
Yeah, like what you have is like when you have someone that works for a company, and yet you see them, say, on a golf course, and they work there, and they're golfing, and they see some garbage, and they pick it up. Even though they're the employee, they're acting like the owner. And there are certain people out there that are like that, that treat the business like it's theirs and really care. And that's JC. Anybody that has JC working for him, keep in mind, he's leaving Thursday. What is the odds of you saying I'll come in Thursday? What do you think
100%
of that?
100% I'll be here.
Thursday, but Friday you won't.
No, sir. Friday I won't be here.
So you're going to come in Thursday, Jeff?
I'm going to go in Thursday.
All right. And
I'll see you then, Jeff.
I'm on the website right now.
Yeah, state-of-the-art. When you go in there, you realize that this really is the real deal. Mm-hmm. Top-of-the-line car stereos, and they really, like, the atmosphere when you walk in, you realize you're in a classy, like a real automotive-style center. Mm-hmm. Not just Tint World, but car stereos, the whole nine yards. You feel like you just walked into the future.
You know what?
Yeah, Brian Miller's built a great institution here, brother. It's a state-of-the-art facility. It's climate-controlled. Everything's computer-cut. Brian, John, they did a great job here at Tint World Palm Harbor.
Right.
Cool.
That's really good. So anyhow, will Brian be there Thursday, too?
Brian will be here Thursday. Yes, sir. He sure will.
Yeah, make sure, Jeff, when you go there, say hello to Brian and let him know that you came in from the radio.
Any customer that comes in, I'll take them on a tour of the facility, and I show them everything. They actually get to see the plotter that cuts their film. They get to meet the person that tints their windows.
Right. And they have a lifetime warranty. Is that right?
Nationwide.
Nationwide. Yes, imagine that, a lifetime.
There's 92 Tint Worlds in the continental United States. There's 4 in Canada. And if you're in the military and you happen to transfer over to the United Arab Emirates, we have 3 over there as well.
Wow.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Mm. Should we talk about love for a few minutes?
Yeah. Okay. There you go. You know, hey, I got a poem. You guys want to be put to sleep? You ready?
Ready.
Muscles. You ready, Jeff? You ready, Mark?
Mark left.
Okay. Well, he had quadruple bypass surgery on Monday, and on Thursday,
gosh,
I have him on the radio.
Yeah.
And the only reason he got the... He knew that he could go in because he wouldn't go in because he doesn't want to go into the emergency room because he doesn't want to pay the money. And that's how a lot of people are, because he has property and stuff, and he would, you know, he can't just, like, some people could just go into the emergency room because they have nothing to lose. So he knew that he had this insurance that Jeff got him. He said, okay, I'll go in. And then it turns out they do emergency surgery like 2 days later, and he's alive. And the doctor said if you would have went another week, you'd be dead.
Mm.
1 week.
Mm. Wow.
Amazing.
And he saved. So Jeff is a lifesaver.
So, Brian, you did not undersell it. That was the worst poem ever.
Okay, here it is. Ready? Muscles can split shields and even destroy life. But only the unseen power of love can open the hearts of men. Mm. And until I master this art, I'll remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. For love is my greatest weapon, and none of whom I call can defend against its force.
I love it. And on that note, I can read all about it.
Right. And then you know what the idea of that is? She's going to read something too. We only got tips just to amuse us and stay with this. But the thing is that if you come at things with kindness and really caring, people can sense it. And like what you're doing.
Wear your heart on your sleeve. Treat every customer like your grandparents. You've got
right.
No problems.
Yep.
Right. And Jeff, like what you were doing with your business, right?
Yeah.
What is the greatest love in the world is to save a loved one's life. You know, Mark's wife and Diana, right? She's an angel, right? And I know that you're overusing that angel thing, but she really is. And, you know, she would be by herself, you know? And my best friend would have been dead.
Mm.
And the reason he's alive is by the grace of God.
Yep.
And they say grace is an unwarranted gift.
For sure.
You know, so he's got life. The person that had cancer has life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jeff, I got to admit, you must sleep good at night. Don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I slept really good before, too. I'm one of those people that I just close my eyes and fall asleep.
Mm.
That's beautiful.
It's my wife off every night.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. Someone that has a good conscience, right, generally goes to sleep a lot easier than someone that doesn't have a good conscience,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Amen to that.
Okay, so she's going to, Mr. JC, she's
yes.
going to read something, and then, like, you guys both, JC and Jeff, give us your feedback on it. She's going to
okay.
read it, then I want your guys' feedback.
And I'll preface this with, this is not romantic love. This is how we're supposed to treat each other every day, all the time, and ourselves. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I have not If I have not love, I am as a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long, it's kind, love does not envy, love does not puff itself up, love does not behave unseemly, love is not selfish, it's not easily provoked, and it thinks no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Wow. That was out of the Bible. What's your thoughts on that, Jeff?
Beautiful. I really like what you said about truth. I think that's one of the problems that we have in this world today is there's just not enough facts and truth, and I think we need more of it, more truth, more love.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then you know where love is, God is, right?
Right.
And if you come at someone with love, right, like say someone angers you, right, you know, in the material world you would want revenge, but in the spiritual world you say to yourself, this is a sick person, how can I be of help to them? God, save me from being angry. Thy will be done. In other words, what you say is, how can I be of help to this person? And I have some people that, because I'm older now, and I'm more able to do that where things don't offend me as much, and I'm able to do that a lot, you know, easier.
Is that what happens when you get older?
Yeah, like
offend you?
Like people 10 years. Well, they still do, but I tell you, you don't respond as quick. And then you realize that they're hurting. As we said earlier, hurt people hurt people. So then
that's
instead,
right.
So
I believe that.
So like you talk to them, and then you think to yourself, "Wow, I've changed," because you know you're not getting angry. Who angers you controls you.
Well, mm-hmm. the whole the assumption thing with the four agreements—that's one of the biggest things that causes trouble in this mm-hmm. world. You know, for instance, when you have a customer come in, if you assume they can afford something or they can't, that gets you in a whole can of worms. When you assume, you know, right. By looking at them, I don't like when people assume things about me. It's amazing some of the assumptions that people act on, and they're so wrong. And love is not about assumptions. You know, common courtesy seems to be out the window in a lot of ways in this world, you know?
And then how do, like,
it goes
people,
a long way.
How do people get away with lying, like, say, for, like, even the health insurance industry? Like, how do politicians and stuff that get away with lies that they tell and people believe it?
Astounding.
It's astounding.
Disgusting.
And
astounding.
It's like, if you watch MSNBC... they take a whole 180-degree turn on something, and then Fox News takes a 180-degree turn. And then, and yet they're looking at the same thing but seeing it differently. How does that happen, Jeff, where people believe lies?
So we used to have something, it's a law. It's called the Rule 405, commonly known as the Know Your Customer law. So you had to have, like, before I could make a recommendation to you, I had to get a certain amount of information mm-hmm. to get to know you, for instance. You know, like, just say, okay, I have to have this much yeah. knowledge about you. Exactly. I can't just, you know, because one of the problems that used to be is, you know, especially if you work for, like, a State Farm or Allstate, you can only sell their products.
Right.
And then you would lie because you say, oh, no, you don't want those other products because they stink. You know, you have to buy this because that's who I work for, right? So the government came with this law rule called Rule 405, which is Know Your Customer law. And with that, you had to, you know, we had to get a license that said we were what's called a fiduciary. Mm-hmm. And with the fiduciary laws, you know, we had to basically not lie, right? So you were legally bound to not lie.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I've been bound by. It was never something that came up in my life, but it was just something that was a governing thing that we had to learn about on an annual basis. And then in 2019, the current administration on the federal side, They just did away with all fiduciary laws. They completely wiped out Rule 405, and now anybody can say anything to anybody to get them to either buy a product that might not be good for them, or to just flat out lie to them about the requirements to get that product, and there's nothing you can do about it. You have no recourse against the agent or representative.
That's interesting. Wow. I wonder why that law would have been taken away.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. I got to say, Ace Hardware, right, resharpens almost anything with a blade. They just put a whole new section in Ace Hardware, and they sharpen anything with a blade. Remember, do you guys remember that place that went around with was like an ice cream truck, and they used to sharpen tools?
Well, chainsaw now, blades, yeah, sure.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, so now
wait, what?
Yeah, what?
So the Dunedin location only, Ace Hardware, you ask for James, he'll resharpen almost anything with a blade. They're right there at the corner of Virginia Street and Main Street, of course, from the McDonald's. Then I have my friend here named Ricardo. He just came in from Puerto Rico. And he has real estate is where most of your millionaires are made. And you got Ricardo. He even has a Puerto Rican number. Ricardo Largiu, myhomepointer.com. And his phone number is 787-922-5540. And if you're interested in buying a home, you know, he's a real sharp cat. So, and he works for Charles Ruttenberg Realty. And anybody that knows realty knows that they've been around for a long time. And that's Ricardo at 787-922-5540. And then don't forget, Tint World, what do you like to close with?
Let's see. We're having $30 off any tint package from now till next Thursday. Well, Stop by and see me. I've got windshields on sale for $125. Tint your entire windshield. And I love Brian Casho, and I'm glad you had me on today.
Nice.
Even though I am leaving here Thursday.
And then, Jeff, you got to be there Thursday, buddy.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm on the website right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the rips.
Nice okay, talking
Tent World
to you.
Palm Harbor.
Happy V-Day.
And I don't lie to customers. I just explain this is a history lesson. I give them a history lesson, and I let them decide.
Well, that's
good. I don't prejudge them. I don't say anything to them.
Right. And have their best. And my thing is to have someone's best interest. Anyhow, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, JC. And, of course, thank you, Cinderella.
Thank you.
Great show. Yeah.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.